This is WLVR. I'm News Director Jen Rehill. Last year, after pro-Trump rioters broke into the U.S. Capitol, I spoke by cell phone with Lehigh Valley Democratic Congresswoman Susan Wild. Here's how the conversation started.
I am safe. I can't disclose where I am now. I am with about 300 to 400 other members of Congress being held at an undisclosed location.
She then went on to describe what it was like fleeing the House chambers.
It was scary. I lost a shoe in the process, which just made me more anxious because I was afraid I would have trouble running if I needed to, minus a shoe. It was an extremely stressful situation, and at the same time, not sure whether we were about to get shot or not.
Now, 1 year later, I sat down with Representative Wild to reflect on her experience during the insurrection and that phone call.
Your account was stunning, hearing the crowds outside the door of the chambers, sheltering on the floor between the seats. You talked about calling your children. You talked about losing a shoe. Looking back a year later, what stands out to you now? And what's it been like processing that experience and the aftermath of that day?
What I'm acutely aware of and have just in the last week become aware of is that I really have not processed what happened that day. And that's come to light for me mostly as I have spent a considerable amount of time over the last week with my colleagues in what we now call the gallery group, those of us who were confined to the gallery as the doors were slammed shut and we were not permitted to leave. And it's just become obvious to me that I haven't really processed the events of that day very well.
Representative, can we go back for a moment? You talked about a gallery group and connecting with those colleagues again this week leading up to January 6th. What have folks been talking about and what has it been like connecting with the gallery group and the people you went through that experience with leading up to January 6th?
Well, the gallery group has stayed in pretty regular contact for the entire year. It was a loosely formed group in the days immediately following the insurrection, and it's stayed as a pretty cohesive group. I think we named it the gallery group just because we started a group text thread, and you know, to label the group was just called the gallery group, and that's what it's remained. And so all year long, we've talked about things as they have occurred. We've talked about a number of issues surrounding the testimony that has been given before the January 6th committee, particularly that of the police officers. We had a lot of contact around the time that the police officers were testifying because it became abundantly obvious that they were the line between the insurrectionists and those of us who were inside. And we knew that, but hearing their testimony and of course the vivid images that were captured on cable news really solidified that. But in the recent weeks, we've just been talking about how we individually wish to commemorate the day and the fact that we don't want it to just slide by as another January 6th of no moment. We think it's important for the history books that this be remembered as a solemn day where, you know, there was a genuine threat to our democracy. But for the actions of a few people, we really might be in a much different place right now.
When you walk into the Capitol, do you ever think that it could happen again?
Well, as I said at the outset, I've tended to compartmentalize over the last year. And so I wouldn't say that that's something that I think about on a regular basis. I think some of my colleagues think about it more often. I don't feel like you can operate from a position of fear. You know, we could all be afraid every time we walk into a grocery store based just on, you know, random shootings in grocery stores, but every single one of us goes into a grocery store on a regular basis. So no, I don't. And I think that the Capitol Police have done a phenomenal job under the circumstances, and the circumstances are that They are still severely understaffed and under-resourced, but they've done a phenomenal job in making us feel safe and protected. So no, that's not something that I struggle with on a daily basis.
And what about the other piece? Like, has our democracy withstood the events of 2020 and January 6th? And as the nation is processing on this 1 year mark, what do you think about where we are?
It's, you know, it's concerning to see the country where it is right now. We elected officials are supposed to be leaders, and I think it's really important for us to fulfill that role. And I'm dismayed that Congress as a whole has, I think, not fulfilled its responsibility to the country to be collectively to be leaders in curing our divide.
I think one of the big questions many people are asking today has to do with the future of democracy. Has our democracy withstood the events of 2020 and January 6th?
Well, that is still a work in progress. You know, it's something that those of us in Congress, at least in the Democratic caucus, struggle with every single day. We are working very, very hard to make sure that our democracy is preserved. I think it's really important for people to think about and realize that democracy as a concept is not a perfect concept by definition, but where we break down is when we flout law and order, when we flout the commonly accepted mechanisms for how we elect presidents, and where we don't abide by our Constitution. And the Constitution was under direct attack on January 6th. There have been elections for all of us where we haven't liked the outcome, but we move on and perhaps work harder to elect somebody different the next time around. But that's the way you do it in a democratic system.
The Lehigh Valley, as we well know, is a real bellwether area in this battleground state that we live in. You know, he hears so much about division across the country. I'm wondering if you're seeing that here.
What I hear more than anything from people is this dislike of how divided we are and how sick of the tension, that it feels stressful, the fact that neighbors who always coexisted at battle because of politics. And that's what I'm hearing mostly from people, is just this need, a very, very strong need to get rid of that, to go back to peaceful coexistence.
Any ideas on how to do that?
I hope that people in our community will think of 2022 as a rebuilding time, a time not to tear someone else down, but rather think about what you personally can do to make this a happier place to live and how we can all coexist peacefully.
Lehigh Valley Congresswoman Susan Wild speaking about her experience during the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol last year. I'm Jen Rehill, and this is WLVR.